Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is, Do Miracles Still Happen? Most Christians have no doubt about the miracles performed by Jesus when he walked this earth. Most Christians also believe in the miracles performed by the apostles. But do miracles continue to happen today? We will look into this further in today's message. My wife and I just returned from a five-week trip. One of the cities we visited was Santa Fe, New Mexico. While there, we went to see two very popular Christian sites. We visited the Miraculous Staircase at Loreto Chapel in downtown Santa Fe, and we visited El Santuario de Chimayo, often referred to simply as Chimayo, in the foothills of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in northern New Mexico. Both attest to miraculous occurrences. According to the website for Loreto Chapel, quote, legend says that to find a solution to the seating problem, the sisters of the chapel made a novena, which is a 9-day prayer, to Saint Joseph, the patron saint of carpenters. On the 9th and final day of prayer, a man appeared at the chapel with a donkey and a toolbox looking for work. Months later, the elegant circular staircase was completed, and the carpenter disappeared without pay or thanks. After searching for the man, an ad even ran in the local newspaper, and finding no trace of him, some concluded that he was Saint Joseph himself, having come in answer to the sisters' prayers. Was this a miracle? As to Chimayo, according to most popular tradition, quote, on the Holy Week night of Good Friday in 1810, a man saw light beaming out of one of the hills near the Santa Cruz River in Chimayo. He went to the spot and saw that the light was coming out of the ground. Digging with his bare hands, he found a crucifix. End quote. Ever since then, Christians have been visiting Chimayo. Today, it draws over 300,000 visitors each year. The dirt where the cross was found is purported to have healing and/or miraculous properties. One website states, quote, attested to by the crutches and other physical evidence of healing left behind in the inner holy shrine, many people claim that by rubbing the dirt on their injured and ailing bodies, they have been miraculously healed, end quote. Are these truly miracles? Thousands of people visit both of these destinations. Did miracles occur there? Do miracles still happen there? Do miracles happen in our own lives? Should we as Christians believe in miracles? Miracles can and still do happen today, but we need to proceed with caution when placing our belief in them. Miracles are seen as manifestations of God's power that go beyond natural causes. They suspend for a moment the effect of physical laws. However, they do not revoke them. Christianity has long recognized the reality that God performs miracles. However, the church has also taught us that we should not expect God to perform miracles, nor should our faith be based on the outcome of God answering our prayer for a miracle. Can miracles happen? Yes. Should I pray for them? I can. If they don't happen, should my faith be weakened or shattered? No. God's ways are above our ways. God is sovereign and in control. We must always trust in God's will. Alongside of natural causes, there is a long history of people being healed by divine grace. We should always persevere in prayer, but with an attitude of trust in God's providence rather than demanding miracles. Miracles are real, but we should be cautious against an overly demanding or presumptuous attitude in praying for them. Our focus should always be on growing in faith, hope, and love through prayer, while remaining open to God's will, whether it involves a miraculous intervention or not. Did miracles occur at either of these locations? I don't know. Both locations did invoke a heightened spiritual sense that led us to prayer. If miracles have occurred there, I'm not surprised because God does many marvelous things. If they did not, my faith is undeterred. We throw the word miracle around quite freely. It appears in mainstream articles all the times. When anything seems unexplainable, we read, "It must have been a miracle." Maybe it was, and maybe it wasn't. Our faith needs to always be centered on one miracle. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died for our sins, and on the third day He rose from the dead and opened wide the gates of heaven. His rising from the dead is the one miracle on which our faith is based. If Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is empty. If He did not rise from the dead, we as Christians are false witnesses. If He did not rise from the dead, neither will we. If He did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain. We find all of this in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 14 to 17. I will conclude by telling you that my wife and I were deeply and spiritually moved by what we saw and experienced at both of these locations. Both places are clearly worth visiting. If you have the opportunity, you should go and see them yourself. Once you've done so, you can draw your own conclusions. I know this. I have experienced what I believe to be miracles in my own life. Perhaps you have too. I have no doubt miracles can and do happen. God never stops amazing us. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I have placed my faith in Jesus, your Son. I believe with all of my heart that He died for my sins and rose from the dead. I have no doubt in your awesome power, Lord, and I believe you can perform miracles. If and when you do, Lord, help me to appreciate them as yet another display of your magnificent power. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. You can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat or purchase my book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Don't forget to like today's podcast and to share it with others. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.